Looking to end the year strong? Join Planet Fitness now through December 30th for $1 down, $15 a month, and pay nothing until January 17th. With top-tier strength and cardio equipment, free fitness training, and most clubs open 24 hours, everyone can level up in the judgment-free zone. Why wait to start feeling stronger? Get moving now. Join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime, and pay nothing until January 17th. Don't miss out. Deal ends Monday, December 30th. See club for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. I am Pius Kujobaka, a look now at our stories. The country continues to export more than what it imports since last year. That's according to the second quarter trade statistics released by the Ghana Statistical Service in Accra today. However, the report showed the value recorded from April to June this year declined marginally to 5.4 billion cedis. Professor Samuel Kobnenim is the government statistician.
In the second quarter 2024, the total trade value was 123 billion Ghana cedis, comprising 64.2 billion in exports and 58.8 billion in imports. Trade surplus has been recorded for the third consecutive time, although the value was more than halved from 11.5 billion Ghana cedis to 5.4 billion Ghana cedis between the first two quarters of 2024. The dominance of gold as the main export commodity has been further consolidated with an increase in its share of about 10.0 percentage points, specifically from 47.5% to 57.6% between the second quarter of 2023 and the second quarter of 2024. The export value of cocoa product decreased by 4.0 billion Ghana cedis between the second quarter of 2024 and the first quarter of 2024. China remains Ghana's main origin of imported commodities with a dominance in 5 of the 10 product classifications.
Professor Samuel Kobnenim is the government statistician. Now, freight forwarders are turning their attention to the Transport Minister Kwaku Furuhisiema to deal with exploitative pricing by shipping lines at the Tema ports. They made these demands as they embark on demonstration today at the Tema port to halt this action by the shipping lines when it comes to charges in imports and exports. Vice President of the Ghana Institute of Freight Forwarders, Nana Isiama Prempe, says they want government to intervene now.
Series of documents has been written, several has been written to appropriate authorities, government, ministries, Minister of Trade, Minister of Transport. We have, you know, paper written to them, telling them about these practices. They are aware. Nothing has been done about it all these years. But today, we want to tell the shipping lines that we are not sleeping. We want to make sure that Ghanaians have fair treatment, as is done everywhere in the world, as far as shipping is concerned. From today, after we're done with our demonstration, and then our concerns being, in fact, the signal being sent to the shipping lines, we will take it up to the next level. And then the next level will be, we go back to government again, and then let them know that we are not sleeping over the things that we have been talking about over these years.
Nana Isiama Pipra is the Vice President of the Ghana Institute of Freight Forwarders. Now, the Food and Beverages Association is pushing government to halt the introduction of new machine for affixing tax stamps on their products. It follows moves by the Ghana Revenue Authority to introduce new machines to replace the current one based or being issued by manufacturing firms and businesses. Chairman of the Food and Beverages Association, John Awuni, questioned the essence of this move, arguing that the current state of business will make it difficult to acquire these machines.
Players are of the view that the timing is wrong, and also the fact that the cost that they incurred in acquiring these machines they currently use have not yet been recovered. We are of the opinion that these new machines are quite high in terms of the initial capital. Test runs indicate that you would incur as much as $1 million in some cases in order to be able to aside the continuous cost of procuring ink and training staff. We are of the view that GRA should shelve this idea and allow players to recover the cost that they incurred in the machines that they currently use. We are also of the opinion that the mode of introduction is quite wrong, because it's a single source, and that's going to create monopoly. This is a one single business person that all these players in the food and beverage sector are going to procure these machines from.
John Awuni is the chairman of the Food and Beverages Association of Ghana, speaking to Joy Business. Away from that, the UK government is worried about the impact of small-scale mining in Ghana and the larger economy. The UK is worried about how it could lead to organised crimes in the region. Team leader for the UK Ghana Gold Programme, Chris Aston, tells Joy Business government must move quickly to properly regulate the sector. He spoke on the sidelines of a meeting on policy reforms in mining governance with some major political parties.
The UK and Ghana have a strategic partnership where they work together on shared challenges and mutual interests, and that includes serious organised crime. The UK and Ghana, they feel that that illicit finance, gold smuggling, gold-based money laundering are high priority threats across West and North Africa, and they're working together to try to tackle serious organised crime and individuals, companies and sectors that are vulnerable to criminal exploitation, and that of course includes the artisanal and small scale gold mining sector in Ghana, and that's where UKGGP comes in and supports that.
You heard the team leader for the UK Ghana Gold Programme, Chris Denston, speaking there. Now, Access Bank is highlighting the importance of small-scale enterprises to developing the economy. It is therefore making a strong case for firms in the sector to be given the needed support to succeed. Managing Director of Access Bank, Olumide Olatunji, made the call during the launch of its SME Week here in Accra.
In Ghana alone, SMEs contribute 70% to our GDP and constitute 92% of businesses. They are not only crucial to local economies, but also play a crucial role in enhancing regional economic stability. It is, however, important that we support their growth by providing them with financial resources and capacity building opportunities. Over the years, we have supported over 200,000 SMEs across the country through financial facilities, advisory services, SME fairs, among other initiatives.
Now, energy strategist Dr. Yusuf Suleimana is making a strong case for more consultation over the proposed merger of some power generating and distributing firms in the country. Some of the firms that government is seeking to merge are the Northern Electricity Distribution Company, NEDCO, and the ECG. There are also proposals to merge power distribution firm GRIDCO with the Volta River Authority, but Dr. Suleimana says government must address the concerns of the staff of these firms because they may be genuine.
Combination is not a bad idea. It could be a strategic reason. But I think in this case, if you notice what is going on, there hasn't been much consultation. The workers coming seriously against it, and even most of the stakeholders within the energy sector coming seriously against it, is something to be worried about. So I want to urge that they should tread cautiously with respect to this. What I urge is that if the government still want to go ahead with it, some broader consultation is required to make sure that, I mean, they are able to cogently put the proposal across to convince people that it's not going to take people just is not going to impact the energy companies negatively.
Dr. Yusuf Suleimana is an energy strategist. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Payment service provider eTransact has unveiled its newest app known as XL Mobile Ghana app. This aims to provide an inclusive service that will transform the Ghanaian financial sector. The app has been designed for all manner of person, including business owners, students, professionals, or someone managing day-to-day finances. Speaking to Joy Business on the sidelines of the launch of the app, Chief Executive of eTransact, John Apia, says the app aims to bridge the gap between traditional and digital payments.
In the past, you're sending money to Kumasi, you go to a lorry station, you put money in the hands of the driver, you tell your person, I'm sending money. We've simplified that whole system. Within 30 seconds, you send something to someone in Kumasi or in Takrade or in Bogatanga, and in 30 seconds, the person has the money and they can withdraw it. That's what we bring, simplicity. And that's what technology is doing. Technology has shrunk the world. It's short-circuiting everything that we do, from visiting a country in 6 hours that you will have taken maybe 2 years on a camel. Technology has made it smaller. And that's what we are trying to do in the digital space as well.
Chief Executive of eTransact, Dr. John Apia, speaking there. That said, for the bulletin, but we've got Pension Tape on Money Lab next.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Ransford Matekole, Head of New Business Advisory at Enterprise Trustees. Today, we will be discussing how to take advantage of this three-tier pension scheme in order to save adequately for retirement. Under National Pensions Act 2008, Act 766, workers in Ghana can now contribute up to 35% of their basic salary to their pensions and not pay income tax on those contributions. This gives the workers a great opportunity to save for their retirement. To fully take advantage of this three-tier pension scheme, ensure your employer is paying the mandatory Tier 1 and Tier 2 contributions, encourage your employer to set up a provident fund for all your staff under the Tier 3, and make a personal commitment to your future by signing up to the personal pension scheme. Until we come your way again on our next episode of Money Lab, please remember to plan well.
And that's it. The Joy Business Report was brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Every day, people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here is one you want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770#. It's the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770# now. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kujubaka. Thanks so much for your time. Ignition is next. Enjoy.